Essays after Guillaume of Poitiers. Friend, I will journey towards, make a verse, that which will convince you, and it will be but hear me, solely from madness. There is no sense there, and all of my and my and my cries will be of love and joy and youth. Tenderly, tenaciously indeed, and by a lively artifice, which not even I can hear, or only a clamour in the willing heart, is the heart willing. The mind and its stuff cannot apprehend it. Sorrow will leave us, sadly parting, if not to make a love that finds, invents its brilliant skills. Noble sir, your cavalier ways have played to my purpose, good and gentle, good sound and adept, a gift to the militant, be brave, my friend, and no less able to take measure, that each one of us can not deceive the other without previous consent. If fewer kisses would tame my virtue, yes, no, vulgarity outside of everything, in that case, at that time, fouling our garments, exhausting my stock of necessary things, how, what, better to conceal the injury, the foolishness of the living man? Despite the extremity of these revelations, the depths of these mountains, most immediate the moment of this moment, my several proficiency, my will of steel makes strange. Slowly, for a long time languishing, it is your making, salvation, the protection of this edifice. The other, touched, converted, cast, nourishes this just place, where and each, no, look how things look. This beautiful face is to my knowledge. Don't question and don't acquiesce, or I will make this little work, neither by sound nor by silver. It is given by his height above us, by his situation to this peasant lord of the polite disputed landscape, a splinter at the back of my eye, a gaze, a game of convenience, taking by way of covenant what matters if it takes a year, when, listen, tongue play makes sense like this. Sir, give me the consolation of things not said or known, that you may not be mad, flying to insinuate the cause of them. Things do not tell me nothing of quality by their tenuousness or touch, neither of chastity nor deliberate fire. Like a pair of iron bars placed close together, he holds the castle as he is unhinged, living hand to mouth. And for the iconoclast, by his false, fated step, he is obliged, most needful, the very man there, for a stubborn foe and martial to all knowledge. Two random numbers thrown together, give me from either hand his judgment, and let it fall like rain towards the steady ground.